Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But America was founded on faith, as we know, and I've been saying it for a long time. And when faith gets weaker, our country seems to get weaker. When faith gets stronger, as it is right now, we're having a very good period of time. After some rough years, good things happen for our country. It's amazing the way it seems to work that way.
President Trump giving a speech Monday at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. This got coverage originally because of his comments about prayer in school. We'll get to that in a second. But you know what I do is I don't like to play just the one little clip that got the news coverage. I like to go listen to the thing and see if there's context. And the more I listen to the speech, I thought that's kind of an interesting speech.
And under the Trump administration, we're defending our rights and restoring our identity as a nation under God. We are one nation under God, and we always will be.
You know, interesting note, under God was added post-communism in the 50s, both to the coins and to the pledge, as a way to demarcate the distinction between us and the communists who are godless communists. You know, under God was not always there. But anyway, just, you know, a historical note. But he also made fun of, attacked, criticized Tim Kaine. Now, you remember what Tim Kaine said? I played this for you last week, but just as a refresher, I always want to give you the underlying evidence before we, you know, listen to the criticism. Senator Tim Kaine, who was, you know, Hillary's running mate, and if Donald Trump had not beaten her in the election, Tim Kaine would have been the vice president. And his belief about the source of our rights is as follows.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator. That's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime.
So if you believe that rights come from God, you believe what the Iranians believe.
That bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
Well, you know, it's only like in the Declaration of Independence. By the way, you can believe that rights come from God and also recognize that other people who also believe that rights come from God with different visions of God or his commands might come to different conclusions about what those rights are. You know, you might say that perhaps it's America's historic belief in the God of the Bible that has led to things like, say, the tolerance for people of other faiths, whereas the beliefs of the Iranians and the mullahs come from, allegedly, the Quran that has led to the idea that, you know, what we should do with people of other faiths is, you know, kill them. So you know, even the identification that there's a theological foundation to your belief in ethics or what government should recognize as rights, that does not lead you to the conclusion that therefore all, you know, theological systems come to the same answers. Anyway, so Tim Kaine basically rejected the Declaration of Independence and the idea that rights come from God. Ted Cruz had a pretty good lambasting of him for that, and rightly so. There's all kinds of other, I mean, for example, if you don't believe that rights come from somewhere other than the law, which is what Tim Kaine is saying, is that the rights come from government, well, then you can't criticize the government for failing to protect rights because the rights are just whatever they protect. There's no way to criticize government. There's no way to praise government. You know, for example, you can criticize a government that allows slavery by saying that, you know, God doesn't think that people ought to be enslaved. But if government allows slavery and rights come from government, all you can say is, well, I don't like slavery very much. But that's all you can say because they come from the government. And the right to liberty, you know, is not a God-given right. It's a government-given right. We just don't give it to the people of this skin color. You see how crazy the notion that rights come from government is, what Tim Kaine almost became the vice president believes. Anyway, back to President Trump, who was, you know, talking about some of this and specifically about Tim Kaine.
The need for this commission has never been more clear than it was last week when the ineffectual senator from Virginia, a man named Tim Kaine, stated that the notion our rights come from our creator is, quote, extremely troubling to him. Very troubling. Isn't it troubling? Isn't that terrible, though? How he would say something like that and advocated really by a totalitarian regime. This is what they say.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But as everyone in this room understands, it is tyrants who are denying our rights and the rights that come from God. And it's this Declaration of Independence that proclaims we're endowed by our Creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The senator from Virginia should be ashamed of himself for many things.
I mean, it really is a flabbergasting statement because, you know, the basic principle of the Declaration of Independence is that God creates rights, governments protect those rights, governments which fail to protect those rights can be changed or overthrown. Well, under Tim Kaine's view, rights come from government, and, well, how would you justify the revolution? I mean, you're done. That's the end of the conversation. There's nothing else to be said. The whole idea of the Declaration was showing that this government of Britain was failing to do what it should do to protect human rights here in the colonies, and therefore we're going to revolt. We're going to, you know, change the system of government. Anyway, so he goes on to say, and there's more on this in a second, but, you know, one little quick comment before we get into the, I thought, the even more interesting stuff.
As president, I will always defend our nation's glorious heritage, and we will protect the Judeo-Christian principles of our founding, and we will protect them with vigor.
Absolutely. All right, we'll get back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. One accident to let you know about on I-110 northbound right around the Fairfield exit. Not seeing any delays associated with that, but I wanted to let you know it was there. The rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in. I'm not quite sure how he meant it, but I'll respond anyway. Yes, God tells us how to treat those slaves and who we can enslave or not. Well, you know, it's actually kind of interesting. The biblical position on slavery that people always will say, well, the Bible condones slavery. A very different kind of slavery than what was practiced in the United States and what has been practiced most of the time. If you actually look into the details of how slave ownership, you know, how slaves owned property, slaves had slaves under them, slaves could become free. It was really more of a, honestly, it's not the same, but, you know, modern employment starts to look, anyway. But one of the things about the slavery in the United States is that it was explicitly prohibited by the Bible because the Bible prohibits man-stealing. It's actually a capital offense, man-stealing. Stealing a person, kidnapping a person is a capital crime in the Bible, and yet that's the thing that we did, taking people from Africa to make them slaves in the United States. Like, the whole premise of American slavery was explicitly contrary to what the Bible says. So don't get me started on where the Bible is on slavery. Anyway, back to President Trump's comments about, you know, religion. I thought this was the oddly one of the cutest stories I think I've ever heard the president say. He was talking about Ben Carson, who was in the audience, right? Remember Dr. Carson, who worked in his first administration, ran against him. Listen to this story. It's funny.
Hey, tell him the story about what you said to me, Ben, the famous words. He was a very tough opponent. We were fighting it out, and we had actually 18 candidates, including me. And Ben came up to me right after the first debate. He said, you know you're going to win, don't you? And I said, no, I don't know that. I think I'm going to win, but I don't know it. 18 people, and I had never done it before. They had all done it. They were all governors and senators, talented people. He said, no, you're going to win it because God wants you to win it. Yeah. Right?
Right? No, but wait.
But that didn't stop him. We went through. I said, when is this guy going to quit? You know, he gave me these words of beauty. Then he goes for weeks and weeks. He was tough. He was a tough one. But we love Ben. Ben's special. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Ben.
You know, you're going to be president because God wants to be president. Cool. When are you dropping out? Oh, no, not yet. No, definitely not. That's pretty hilarious. 437-1620. I want to get to the rest of this now. I don't quite have. Do I want to? Sure. I guess we'll kind of finish this up. Because the thing that really got him that got the news out of this was he was talking about religion being removed from schools historically, which, you know, with the two Engel versus Vitale and Abingdon School District versus Shemp, the 62 and 63 Supreme Court cases that removed the Bible and removed prayer. And he said, look, we really need both of those, and we need religion in the schools. It's a good thing.
Most of our country's history, the Bible was found in every classroom in the nation.
True.
Yet in many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda, and some are even punished for their religious beliefs, and very, very strongly punished. It's ridiculous.
And he tells a story about in, you know, Honey Grove, Texas, where they were praying and they were told they couldn't, and then they won that case eventually. And he said this was the one that got the news.
I know what you went through. It's great. Appreciate it. To support students like Hannah, I'm pleased to announce this morning that the Department of Education will soon issue new guidance protecting the right to prayer in our public schools, and it's total protection.
Which you clearly do have a right as an individual. It's a question of sort of at what level, and, you know, do you have time set aside for it? Can it be student-led? Can it be teacher-led? Can, you know, those kinds of questions. Anyway, I have this sense when people are still stuck on a thing, and I bet somebody's still stuck on the Bible and slavery thing. But, you know, this is common, right? Like, people have a very shallow understanding of the Bible, and they use it as an argument for something. You know, the Bible's not pro-slavery. I came to set the captives free. I mean, you know, there's kind of a theme here. But it allows it. But it's like an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. An eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. It was not you have to retaliate fully, and it was a limit on how much punishment. You know, they kill one of ours, we kill 10 of theirs. It was not allowed. Only one, you know. Cities of refuge against unjust retaliation. All of these things. Same thing for slavery. It's, you know, these are the problems of slavery. Here's the remedy to slavery. Here's, you know, the limits on slavery. You can't man steal, which is an amazing thing. I still, to this day, I'm amazed that, you know, Southern slave owners justified the practice of kidnapping people and holding them as slaves in this country because the Bible says so. When the Bible so clearly says you cannot steal people, it is a capital crime. Even like polygamy is another one. People say, well, you know, the Bible's soft on polygamy, or it's favorable to polygamy. Is it? Do you understand literature? I mean, have you read the story? Oh, it doesn't prohibit it in the Old Testament. That's right. You know, but you look at the stories where there's multiple wives. How's the family structure in those cases? It's a source of tremendous strife and problems. You know, whose wife is more favored? Whose children are more favored? Who's, you know, like Jacob and Esau and stealing the favors? I mean, these are partially the byproducts of polygamy. And so, like, if you read it as literature, it's showing that polygamy is really awful. Anyway, I don't know, just felt like somebody needed to hear that. 622 on News Radio 92.3, read your Bible deeper. John, can you agree?
Yes.
Read your Bible deeper.
Yes,
more
exactly.
More than just one time and what they say on Reddit. Okay, so I'm done. 437-1620. What did I eat this morning? Nothing, just coffee. I'm Andrew McKay.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu, and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. He'll be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, come up, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is.
Man, I can take that. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy. Oh, sorry, not Candy. In just a second. John first has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Only one accident to let you know about right now. That is I-110 northbound right around the Fairfield exit. So just be aware of that. That's causing some minor delays just north of the exit. So be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. Candy is in the newsroom now with our headlines. Candy?
Did you go to the active shooter drill yesterday?
I did not.
No. Okay. Yeah. Pensacola Police Department is being very proactive. They prepared for potential emergencies and they conducted this full-scale active shooter drill. It happened at City Hall with officers in tactical gear and simulated a real-life scenario. Two Escambia County officials and the county attorney are set to be deposed in a defamation lawsuit that you might remember was filed by District 1 medical examiner Deanna Lusky.
I do remember.
Yeah, against two Pensacola funeral home directors and a few other people, and we'll talk about that coming up. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that ICE operations in Chicago are not about fighting crime, and yesterday the governor slammed President Trump and his administration, arguing the raids are creating fear.
All right. Very good, Candy. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, somebody texts in and says, oh, you know, Jacob and Esau had one set of parents, you know, and I said, yeah, no, sorry. Used the wrong example. There are others, and I apologize. Even my own Bible knowledge is a little rusty at this point on some topics, so I apologize. You're right. But I still maintain that if you look at the examples where there's, you know, like Rachel and Leah, for example, if you look at examples of multiple wives and then the maidservants, right, you have four wives. That's a really, really ugly situation. I mean, the 11 brothers try to kill their 10 brothers try to kill the other brother. Like, the byproducts of polygamy in the Bible are really awful. 4:37:16:20, the strife between the Arabs and the Jews. You could argue is a byproduct of polygamy, right? Sarah and Hagar. Anyway, where was I? There was something else I was going to tell you about, and then it completely went straight out of my head when Candy was talking. No, I don't think I have time to do it now. Sorry, it's my fault. She was talking about the District 1 medical examiner, and they actually did a proclamation. I guess I'll play it. They did a proclamation for, well, Ashley Hoffberger did a proclamation for the District 1 medical examiner at the Escambia County Commission meeting the other day, as it being the national week for that, and it was you know, just kind of a neat thing to see.
Now, therefore, let it be proclaimed.
Oh, actually, this one's better.
And whereas the dedicated employees of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office work tirelessly, often under difficult and emotional challenging conditions, to ensure the accurate, timely, and compassionate investigation of deaths occurring under unusual, suspicious, or violent circumstances. And whereas their commitment to scientific integrity, objectivity, and excellence helps support law enforcement agencies, the legal system, and the grieving families, while upholding the highest standards of professionalism.
So what I thought was fascinating about that, and then she goes to the end and talks about all the people who signed this recognition of the District 1 Medical Examiner.
And Commissioner Mike Kohler, Vice Chair Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner Stephen Stroberger, Commissioner Lumen May, and Commissioner Stephen Berry.
Because, you know, to talk about the excellence of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, signed by Stephen Berry, who was part of the scheme to slander and libel and defame Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner. And Ashley's reading this proclamation, and I'm wondering what sort of look is on Stephen Barry's face at this exact moment, because Deanna was there. And full disclosure, you know, we were very involved in that whole story, and Deanna's a good friend, and she's awesome. I love Deanna Oleski. And she was there talking as well.
Yeah, we really appreciate the recognition. Most often, the medical examiner's office is forgotten, and we don't do this to be recognized, obviously. But we're excited that y'all have honored such incredible people that work so hard.
They really do.
For the people of Escambia County and District 1. And we're really excited to say that we're going to have the statewide Florida Association of Medical Examiners Conference in the Panhandle for the first time in over 25 years next week in Fort Walton Beach.
So that's going on right now.
All right, thank you. Congratulations.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump speaking out about an Israeli airstrike on Qatar, a country heavily involved in peace negotiations between Israel and Hamas.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation.
Hamas says its top leaders who are in Qatar survived the attack, but five lower-level members were killed. Health Secretary RFK Jr. announcing his Maha Commission report.
The 20-page report targets four potential drivers of chronic disease in children and lays out 128 policy recommendations that include testing for heavy metals in baby formula, offering full-fat milk in school lunches, tackling the effects of screen time, developing the best vaccine schedule, and adding prescription safeguards for conditions like ADHD.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Senator Bernie Sanders called the report a war on science. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 70. It's clear in Pensacola. It's 6:31. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for David Wayne this morning. Checking with John Pickens shortly for a look at traffic on the fives. Pensacola Police Department is taking proactive measures to prepare for potential emergencies by conducting a full-scale active shooter drill at City Hall. This happened yesterday. Officers in tactical gear around 1 o'clock simulated a real-life scenario, complete with blank rounds and shouted commands to ensure all participants are ready for an actual crisis. Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police emphasized the importance of the drill for both law enforcement and City Hall employees, helping them identify safe spaces and appropriate responses, whether to fight, run, or hide. City Hall's Parks and Rec Assistant Director Tanya Bird participated in the drill and noted the importance of staying calm and knowing how to react in such situations. Police Department does plan to continue these drills at various locations, including schools and hospitals, to ensure community readiness. Two Escambia County officials and county attorney are set to be deposed in a defamation lawsuit we were just talking about, filed by District 1 Medical Examiner Deanna Oleski against the two Pensacola funeral home directors. Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender and County Attorney Allison Rogers are going to be deposed in October, while Commissioner Stephen Barry is also scheduled for October. Oleski's attorneys seek to uncover what these officials knew about the letters from funeral directors sent in April of 2023. They accused her office of mishandling bodies post-autopsy. Lawsuit alleges that Jared Mitchell and Richard Trahan, these are directors of local funeral homes, made false statements about Oleski's practices, claiming that bodies were, quote, butchered. And Oleski denies these allegations and argues that the defendants were motivated to undermine her as she navigates plans for a new medical examiner's office. Both Mitchell and Trahan had both denied the claims and attempted to dismiss the lawsuit, but their motions were denied. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that ICE operations in Chicago are not about fighting crime. Yesterday, the Democratic governor slammed President Trump and his administration, arguing that the raids are creating fear among immigrant families.
People are, frankly, afraid. In our communities, they're afraid to come out of their homes. They're afraid to go shopping. They're afraid to take their own children to school.
Pritzker's comments followed the launch of Operation Midway Blitz, which is reportedly part of a national effort to curb illegal immigration in sanctuary cities. He claimed that the governor's office was not given notice ahead of time in response to the efforts. Pritzker shared Know Your Rights pamphlets in multiple languages and encouraged people to witness arrests to record and share with media outlets. Here's a look at our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. High near 88 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 92. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And let's take a look at our at 70 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulfbreeze, and 69 in Milton. Our next news will be in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm Candy. I'm in for David Wayne this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we check your money now, we'll go ahead and check in with John Pickens for our traffic on the fives. Good morning.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident this morning that happened on I-110 northbound, right around the Fairfield exit, which is actually mile marker number 3. So just be aware of that. We're seeing some delays past the exit. So just be aware of that. Also, the rest of I-10 is looking good. We're seeing Highway 90, 98, no delays in those, or Highway 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Here's your money now.
Murray with your money now. Traders today will watch for the latest producer price index. Dow Jones economists expect the report to show monthly increases of 0.3%. If this materializes, it would push the annual headline CPI rate to 2.9%. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. A federal judge has blocked President Trump from removing Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors while a lawsuit challenging her firing proceeds. President Trump has accused Cook of mortgage fraud. President Trump has asked the European Union to hit China and India with tariffs of up to 100% over the country's Russian oil purchases. Washington has also prepared to mirror any tariffs imposed by Europe on the two countries. Trump's request comes as Washington grows increasingly frustrated at the quest to broker a peace deal with Russia and Ukraine. Futures are mixed ahead of today's inflation data. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 196, the NASDAQ up 80. That's your money now.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, several different stories in the technology and AI realm. First, the more people know about AI, as in the people who use it a lot, the less they trust it. Shocker. The people who tend to have the highest level of confidence in AI are people who don't use it very much or don't use it at all. Researchers have found that trust in artificial intelligence falls among people as they become more AI literate. Futurism, wrote the article, Victor Tengman. Damning revelation that highlights persistent skepticism in the tech. Because, you know, the people who are the biggest fans are the people with the least familiarity with it, which is kind of interesting. In other domains, basically, the people who know the more about it are, like, the more people know, the more they realize AI is wrong about things, it's unreliable about things. Instead of leading to higher adoption rates by people who learn how to use the AI, the people who are more clued into how the tech works are less likely to use it. Kind of like in other domains, like, say, wine. The Wall Street Journal had an article about this. In wine, the people who know the most about it are the people who really love wine. In AI, the people who know the most about it are like, no thanks. No thanks. By the way, what was I... in an experiment, researchers had 234 undergrad students give them a questionnaire asking whether they would use AI to help writing four different papers. Those who scored lower on AI literacy were more willing to use the tech to complete the assignments, despite them being more concerned about AI ethics than the other things. Also, I read a story just this morning. Where was it? AI, you know, the little summary on the top of your search page, which I do not like because it's so easy to just read that and then not go read the article or not read several articles, which is a better way to approach things because not necessarily the first article has it correct. Well, but you read the AI summary and the AI summary is often just wrong. Either wrong or the underlying article is wrong, but there's an additional problem. Folks like Google that do the AI summary, people aren't clicking through to the website, so the website is not getting the ad or the click-through, so they're not getting revenue for the work they produce that Google is producing to you through its AI summary, and so now there's this fight about the money because AI is bypassing the ability of the content generators to actually make money off of their product, which is kind of an interesting problem. AI, there's a whole bunch of stuff on AI that I have not had a chance to get to. Another article in Futurism by Frank Landymore says that there is a mental health condition that is showing up more and more in people who get hooked on chatbots. They're calling it, although this is not really the right term, they all admit it's not the right term, but they're calling it AI psychosis. The idea is that people who turn to artificial intelligence models for advice, because people do for all, it's amazing to me what people ask AI about.
It really is.
How can I hide a body? You know, I mean,
yes,
seriously.
I know.
You know, I'm having this trouble with my relationship. Can you help fix it for me? Or, I mean, all like people treat it like it's a professional expert. We talked about before, people treat it like it's a lawyer and there's no privilege. So what you ask AI is discoverable in a court case. I'm not trying to help you get away with the crime, but I am. That's the
just
truth
letting
of it.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. So AI models, users become entranced by the sycophantic machine's human-like responses. Remember, the AI is designed to tell you what you want to hear. Just like the algorithm feeds you content and connections that it thinks that you reward it with attention. So the longer you linger on something, the more it thinks you like that stuff. It gives you more of that stuff. That's why all the jack wagons that you can't stand in your social media or on your Facebook feed all the time, it's because you look. You look at the car crash, it gives you more car crashes. You look at the people you can't stand, and it gives you... I mean, that's how it works. You got to deny it attention in order to not keep getting the bad stuff. Anyway, the problem with AI is it just feedbacks you. It just gives you what it thinks you want. And so it's not just a tool. It becomes a companion, constantly kind of playing applying you with what you want to hear and validating anything you want, no matter how off or unbalanced it is. And so it can lead you to a break with reality, is why they use the psychosis, because the picture of reality you get by constantly interacting with AI is so distorted that you lose track of reality. So you've got, what was the story here? You've got a clinical psychologist named Derek Hall, who is helping build a therapy chat bot, Slingshot AI. He says the reported cases seem more like what he'd call AI delusions and psychosis, but he works with this AI to build a chatbot that healthily challenges users rather than constantly agrees with them. Because that's what you need. You need challenge. You need correction. There was a man who believed he'd pioneered a new field of temporal mathematics after lots of conversation with ChatGPT. Oh my God, I came up with something earth-shattering. This is amazing. I'm going to win awards and be rich. He was convinced his ideas would change the world while his real personal life fell by the wayside because he was so focused on this breakthrough. The spell was broken when he asked a different AI chatbot that hadn't gone down this rabbit trail with him, Google Gemini, to review his theory. Savagely, the AI said the work was just an example of the ability of language models to lead convincing but completely false narratives.
Oh, wow.
Like, you may go to the AI for legal advice and start feeding it your information, because I think I got a big case here, and it comes back, oh, yeah, no, that's a good case.
You're going to win
millions.
And
then you go to, you know, Saul, and he's like, bro, no.
Saul, I love it. Better call Saul.
But that's the point is, you know, it kind of gives you a false picture of reality by feeding you back what it thinks you want to have. What else? I actually got a whole bunch of stuff I have not gotten a chance to get to. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives, John. Go ahead.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-110 northbound. Still seeing some delays around the Fairfield exit. Let's see here. Computers start working again. Let's see. All right. So that's all the accidents we have for right now. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. All right. I feel like I need to, for this next one, I need to go in a little bit different direction here because it really deserves it.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Up in here.
Human sacrifice. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh, no. We're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
I asked Bobby for permission to rip off his sign of the apocalypse feature, and this is one. Okay, it's both a tech story and a sign of the apocalypse. I feel like there's going to be more of these in the future. The headline is that half of young men would rather date an AI girlfriend than face the loneliness and rejection that comes with having an actual girlfriend in real life. You know, a human?
Half?
Half.
Wow.
Oh, if we're not doomed.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
So 50% of young women, of young men, say they would rather date an AI girlfriend than risk rejection from a human partner. 31% of U.S. men age 18 to 30 report already chatting with AI girlfriends. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's
because it tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah. You know, not to mansplain a thing, but do you know why, like, strippers make money? It's not what you think. Because men like, you know, looking at hot women. No, that's not why they make money by being nice to you. By asking you questions. Hey, how was your day at work? Getting to know you. Building a relationship. Fawning over you. Giving you affection and attention. I mean, that's where the real money is. The real money is not up on the stage, right? The real money is in the ongoing repeat customer who you give them the illusion that you love them and admire them and respect them and are interested in them. You attention bomb them. It's like pre-cult behavior, right? How do you get somebody in a cult? You love bomb them. You give them affection. You feed a need they have for recognition and significance. Same thing in a strip club, okay? Like, people always wonder, like, I don't understand these OnlyFans women who they don't even do sexy things, or they don't even, like, the one that, you know, she's a virgin, or this other, you know, the biggest earner on OnlyFans. How can that be? Because it's about attention. It's about the pretense of affection. It's about making people feel good. Not physically, not sexually even, just making them feel admired and important and significant. They are starving for this. Men are starving for this. Well, that's because they're juvenile. Okay, but they're men. This is how men work. You want to have your way with a man? Make him feel important. Praise him. Tell him he's attractive. I mean, you know, why don't you do that now? Well, I don't know. You're dumb. Anyway, so put that in this context. What does an AI girlfriend do? All of that. Oh, you're so smart. You're so insightful. You're so caring. You're so tender. You're so wonderful. That's what the AI girlfriends do. They don't challenge you. They don't nag you. They don't disagree with you. It's relationship porn. That's what it is. You know, porn is the illusion of intimacy. AI girlfriends are the illusion of a relationship with, you know, a completely fake non-person. So 31% of men say they've chatted with them. 19% of American adults say they've explored AI romance. 80% of Gen Z say they would consider a virtual relationship with an AI girlfriend. 83% of Gen Z say they can form a deep emotional bond with AI companions.
83%.
Don't you guys have
ChatGPT? Well, yes. I stay away.
Can you name yours?
No. Stop. Oh, my God.
You
Candy,
do?
Stop. So here's my question. As you're hearing this, as you're thinking about this, somebody says they call it the girlfriend experience. Somebody else says that's because those young men never got slapped back to slapped back by their mother when they were children to realize life is not all rainbows.
It's not.
I mean, you get that a relationship is there for correction.
I mean, really?
Like I've been married for 28 years. My wife disagrees with me. It's a very valuable thing. It keeps me from being dumb because, you know, everybody's dumb on their own. They need help, right? They need guidance. Anyway, I just wonder, here's kind of my question is, feel free to respond however you want. 437-1620. They say the stigma around an AI girlfriend is fading quickly. Gen Z and beyond. Digital love. It's not love. Anyway, it's narcissism. Digital narcissism is becoming part of everyday life. The question is no longer whether AI girlfriends will go mainstream, but how quickly society can adapt to the new reality. But here's my question. If you found out that a guy had an AI girlfriend, or I guess a girl, but it seems to be more prevalent with guys, would you think that's a problem, a flaw, a weirdness? Or if he told you that he was ever in a serious relationship with an AI? Because this is where we're headed. And I mean, by headed, I mean we're here. And remember, the AI is going to get better. Would that be a deal breaker for you? For me, it's a huge red flag. It's the relational parallel or analog of, you know, a guy who spends 3 days out of seven at the strip club. It's the same. You know, don't date that guy. Dummy. You know? 437-1620. I'll take your text in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available, 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit FloridaBrightFutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com.
or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Got a couple of texts in here, 437-1620, talking about this phenomenon of AI girlfriends and how 50% of young people say, yeah, sure, I'd do that. 80% say they consider it, you know, I mean, just it's, instead wow. of a real girlfriend, the 50% was. Somebody says, let's see, where is the text here? Somebody says, man, I don't know if I could be friends with a guy who had an AI girlfriend. That's a special kind of weird. Well, you going to tell her she can't come to the party? Let's see. Somebody else said, this is, well, honestly, Andrew, yeah, it's definitely different. But then again, at one point in history, pooping in a toilet inside your house was pretty different. I don't think it's the same, but that was a funny, funny comparison. I tell my wife that with AI, we're getting closer to the Stepford Wives universe and she better watch out. Well, but that's it. You know what, when we used to cover sex ethics in my ethics classes, I used to tell the kids, I said, you know, beware of pornography, because what pornography does is it lies about that woman and it creates an impossible comparison that no real life woman can ever measure up to. And your brain is a comparison machine. And so you become dissatisfied with reality because the reality is not quite as interesting as the, you know, picture. And even that picture of that girl, you know, they took 1,000 pictures to pick that one and then they enhanced it. Even that girl, if you had her, doesn't look like that. Anyway, 437-1620 Stepford Wives. That's funny. 655, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Back to rolling accident free right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Seeing some delays this morning, but Highway 90, 98, they all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to take a look at real estate, or you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, you want to move to the beach or move back to the city or move to the country or back to the city or move to Milton or away from Milton, as some may do. joke. But it's true. People want to live all different kinds of places, or you want to buy a rental house, or you're thinking about buying a rental house. I mean, I've said this many times, but the time to talk to Christina Leavenworth about whether it's a good investment is before you make the decision. Like, get information, get perspective, and she can help you really think through some of the issues so then you can make a good, informed decision. And then if it's a yes, she can help you with it. And if it's a no, you became friends. I mean, that's, she likes that. She likes talking to people about real estate. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 165 homes last year. That means they average 3.5, 4 a week. Expertise from the listing to the staging to the pricing to the negotiations to getting you through to closing, all of that stuff. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Candy is in the newsroom this morning for David Wayne with our headlines. Candy?
Yeah, elementary school open house events are happening in Escambia County, and that happens tomorrow night. Most start between 5 and 5:30 and run between 6 and 7 o'clock. You can check with your children's school for details. Actor Raymond Cruz has been arrested on suspicion of spraying women with a water hose in Los Angeles. That name sounds familiar. He was Tuco Salamanca in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. John Pickens, I know you know who he is.
Oh, no.
I know. You turned me on to that stupid show. I could not get enough.
Which actor?
His name is Raymond Cruz, and he played Tuco Salamanca
in
Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
I'm in season two right now.
Shut up!
Of
which one?
Bad.
Oh, my God. Have you watched Better Call Saul yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
But I will say the Saul character has reinvigorated a show that I was starting to get pretty tired of. Frankly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so slow and boring.
Yeah,
it lags a lot.
I love them.
Anyway, go on.
I called in sick at Cat Country like for 2 weeks ago so I could watch them all. I know. Remember that? I called out a bunch of news too, dude. Pickens.
That's all characters.
I know. John
go
had
ahead.
To pick up for me. Which is fun because that's your last name. Pickens it up. State Representative Michelle Salzman honored with a Friend of the Family Award by the Christian Coalition of America. This is going to happen at Olive Baptist Church on September 22nd. And it recognizes her steadfast commitment to her constituents and traditional values.
All right. Thanks so much, Candy. 437-1620. What was I just going to tell you? Oh, I told you about the Baptist Hospital, and we're talking about whether the county is going to kick in any money for this. They've really dragged their feet. They kind of Chinese inspection this thing, so it's all rotten on the docks right now. And we're right up against the time limits. Wes Moreno, Allison Rogers, county attorney and administrator, are supposed to meet with D.C. Reeves tomorrow to talk about options. But I made this video in case you haven't been over to see the property. It looks pretty rough. And it's up on our Facebook page on News Radio. And somebody made the comment. Rusty makes the comment. Regarding the Baptist property, isn't there a movie company somewhere that needs to blow up a building for a movie or something?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That is so perfect.
Seems totally safe. They'd probably refurbish it in order to destroy it. Because
oh,
it probably doesn't
post.
Look, they do that in post with AI. They probably just do the whole explosion with AI. But it did give me the idea.
Uh-oh.
I mean, could be target practice for First Sow.
Ooh.
Bring in the gunships, baby. Bring Let's in the 105 millimeter of justice. And
cruise missiles.
They're not, you know, Hurlbert is not going to send a gunship and the Reapers. Is it the Reapers that they use? Predators? Anyway, they're not going to send drones over to destroy the Baptist Hospital in the middle of a residential neighborhood. I mean, it'd be fun to see.
Man, stop with that.
But
it would be amazing. I'd pay for it.
Maybe it has a good use of munitions. You know, it's a two-for-one. Live fire drill.
And you could charge admission.
They're not going to do it. But it'd be fun to watch. They're not going to do it. Local.